a few more thoughts on the Or HaGanuz of Hanukkah. We talked about the Or HaGanuz shining through the menorah that the Bnei Yisoschar brings down in the name of the Rokeach and Rav Pinchas Koritzer. When we light the menorah, the Or HaGanuz filters into our world, shines into our world. The Or HaGanuz is a light which is completely untouched by Ra. It's fully and totally pure. My Rebbe, Rabbi Twersky Zatzal, said that the Pach Shemen of Hanukkah represents that part of a Jew which is completely pure and holy, untouched by Ra. The Sfasema says a very similar thing as well. So it seems to me that when the Or HaGanuz comes down into the world in Hanukkah, it's coming at a time where the purity of the Or HaGanuz matches up with the purity of Klal Yisroel. The untouched, unviolated Or HaGanuz connects to the untouched, unviolated Pach Shemen, which lies within every Jew. And then that chibur makes for a powerful union of the light of Hanukkah that comes into the world and into us. A second thought, when Rashi talks about the Or HaGanuz, he does so at the very beginning of creation. Vayavdel Elokim ben Or uvein Achoshech. Hashem separated between them and he put away the Or HaGanuz for Tzadikim later in history. But we saw in the Midrash that the Or HaGanuz shined into the world on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos night, and Shabbos day. That was the 36 hours. So when Rashi mentions that on day one of creation, Lechora, it appears that the Or HaGanuz was here from Yom Rishon until Erev Shabbos. It shone Erev Shabbos, Shabbos night, and Shabbos day for 36 hours, and then it was put away. So why do we say that it was only here for 36 hours? Why don't we say it was here for the entire week of creation and then put away after Shabbos? So it seems to me that we don't really say that the Or HaGanuz is here until Adam and Chava are created. When human beings are in the world, that's when the Or HaGanuz is reaching its purpose, is fulfilling its purpose in the world. Without a human being, what is the need for an Or HaGanuz? So day six, Erev Shabbos, when Adam and Chava have been created by Hashem, now we're going to say the 36 hours starts, even though it was here before. It starts now. And for that Erev Shabbos and all through Shabbos, the Or HaGanuz was present in the world for Adam and Chava to be able to have its great light. And indeed, it says that Adam was able to see Misofa Olam V'Yad Sofo, which is very similar to the expressions regarding the Or HaGanuz. So that light that was here, that Or HaGanuz which was here already, was truly here once you had Adam and Chava, a human being, in the world. I think it's a great lesson for us, because everything Hashem created in this world is l'man avodaso, l'man toraso, l'man kedushaso. It's all here for us to serve Hashem with. And we'll only say that it's truly here once people, once Yidden, make use of that thing for the sake of Avodas Hashem. Afreilich Chanukah, Alichtig Chanukah, and coming up to Zos Chanukah, a beautiful Eis Ratzon for Klal Yisroel, Sheyamale Hashem Kol Mishalos Libeinu L'Tovah.